670 The Score's Mullin Haw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he's here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullin Haw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Is it true that you failed the book Chicago native Pope Leo the 14th?
Yeah, kind of like I failed to recruit Randy Moss to Tennessee. I couldn't close the Pope, but I made the effort, Eli. I tried my hardest. Look at these two handwritten letters I wrote. I wrote His Holiness himself, and I wrote his executive assistant. Handwritten. I made the effort. If you're watching, Your Holiness, this is an open invitation. Come on the show anytime. It's you, it's Tiger Woods, it's Bradley Cooper, it's President Bush, it's Larry David. Y'all are our most wanted on that list for the Manning Cast. Come anytime. We'd love to have you, Your Holiness.
Had a Manning Cast last night in the Monday Night Football game. Bears and Vikings. Chicago blows a lead, and J.J. McCarthy engineers a fourth quarter comeback. Two passing touchdowns and a rushing touchdown along the way in his NFL debut. He only threw for 143, but engineered that comeback, and the Vikings win. Thursday Night Football this week is Washington-Green Bay. I think it's Green Bay at Washington. Next week, it's the Bills. Mm-hmm. Bills and Dolphins, Thursday Night Football at Highmark Stadium. And
what's the spread going to be in that game?
Ooh.
It's going to depend what this week is. Miami's favored against New England.
Miami and New England, whoever loses that game is in some trouble. New England's not supposed to start 0-2, and Miami is really a wheels-off candidate if they lose that game.
Miami is we're talking if they lose to New England, it's how bad do the Bills have to beat them for the coach to get fired.
Yeah.
It's next week.
Anyway, for that game, for Bills-Dolphins, Ryan Fitzpatrick has tweeted that he and Andrew Whitworth will be in town. Of course, it's Thursday Night Football, so the crew comes in, and Fitz tweeted out he wants to hang. Wednesday night before Thursday Night Football, live show, Q&A is from his tweet. Talk some ball, share some stories, have some beers, have some laughs. Where should we do it? He tweeted that out, so people have responded with a few answers. And we'll see what kind of venue they get, but there might be a little Wednesday night rally with Fitz and Andrew Whitworth.
Love it.
Yeah. They're great. The Amazon broadcasts
are
great.
The great podcast, too. Alan was on it last week as well.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe. Monday Night Football, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, the Manning Cast. I forgot the Manning Cast existed last night.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to be reminded, then I immediately go over there.
On that most wanted list, Tiger Woods, right at the start. I'm surprised they can't get Tiger Woods. Peyton can't get Tiger Woods. They did the match together, didn't they?
Yeah.
I guess that's the only reason I'm thinking he could get Tiger Woods, but that was the first time, because last year, every time there was a Manning Cast, that's where I went first. And last night, for whatever reason, maybe it was just knowing I need to fall asleep to this game at some point. Let me just put Joe Buck on. Didn't put the Manning Cast on for a second. So I don't know if that's a change in my watch habits or it was just a one-off because everyone was running on 4 hours sleep yesterday. 4 hours sleep and a long day of golf after the fact.
There you go.
Not complaining. Yeah.
Speaking of the Bills' home schedule, so Thursday Night Football against the Dolphins, and then maybe you saw this coming or maybe you didn't see this coming, but the hottest ticket in town is Bills-Saints. Bills-Saints is, unreasonably expensive. Go to the secondary market and check out Bills-Saints because, again, the schedule looks like this. Sunday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, the Saints. Sunday Night Football, road. You basically have one more guarantee, and then Chiefs 4 o'clock, Bucks 1 o'clock.
Okay, right.
And that's November. So maybe Bucks-Bills ends up going up in price quite a bit because a Sunday 1 o'clock game is kind of a rarity, and for the final Highmark season, October, that's when end of September, September 28th, the Saints game, the cheapest ticket in town in the whole place is $300.
Uh huh.
Like, was Drew Brees playing? What's going on here?
Well, because it might be your last good weather 1 o'clock Sunday game.
Yeah,
We'll see what November looks like for that Tampa game.
You get November.
That's it.
And then you get a four o'clock
games in December.
That's right. Unless Jets Bills, the red helmet game is 1 o'clock, which it very well could be.
But that also could be Trubisky.
Good. Buff in Dallas.
And this is a game you'd expect the Bills to win by a lot.
Womp.
The New Orleans game.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey,
morning.
Man, we won't have Joe Brady next year. I'm just going to go ahead and call it. That was a great game. I witnessed one of the best games I've ever seen opening anytime, anywhere. Just not because I'm a Bills fan. I have two things. That draft with Zay Flowers and Kincaid, I mean, I was just thinking, like, you know, why would you draft a tight end in the first round when he's not, like, polished? Like, you know, I feel like they have to develop him a little bit. You know what I mean? So I would have took Zay Flowers. I was rooting for that. And then as far as the defense, everybody's blaming the safeties, but I didn't see any linebackers. And I think it's time for us to move on from old boy, man. What's his name? He was hurt last year, but Dorian came in and played really well.
Milano?
He's absent. Milano, yeah. Milano was a no-show. Henry was just, man, just running all over the linebackers. So they was a no-show. But I think when we played Baltimore last time, Dorian played a lot better than Milano this time around. So, I mean, I'm just looking forward to him to come in and start and just, you know, fill in because he's a lot faster, a lot physical. And he's just, you know, his cover skills has gotten a lot better also. So what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, there are a couple of plays I see, like Terrell Bernard got washed out in some of these plays as well. I mean,
yeah,
you know, it's one of the reasons people tend to say the Ravens are a bad matchup for the Bills because of the way the Bills play defense. The Bills, for the entire McDermott era, have been a team that wants to focus on stopping the pass, which is, I think, the right thing to do. How do you win in this league? It really is pass and stop the pass, even though we've kind of tilted back towards a little bit more in the run game, and the Bills have moved that way as well. But, I mean, Ben Johnson said it in his, well, not his introductory press conference. He gets the job for the Bears, and he says, the differential on
670 The Score's Mullin Haw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he's here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullin Haw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
EPA per pass or whatever it was, like the passing differential, that's how you know who's good. The best teams can throw it, and the Bills can throw it. So how do you beat the best teams? You have to be able to stop the pass. And the Bills build their trenches. Yeah, sure, stopping the run matters. It's going to be important, but they want to stop the pass before the run. Taron Johnson has said it. They invite the run. They want you to run. And this is, you know, this might teeter on a let's get stupid point, but I'll just go for it again. How many yards did Derrick Henry run for? 176?
Yeah, something like that.
It is still a thing in the NFL where 176 yards rushing is an embarrassment to everything your franchise could have. How could you give up 176 rushing? What's 176 passing? A great day. Like, passing yields bigger results. It yields more just by its nature. So the Bills want to stop those. They want to stop explosives, right? They want to get you into positions where you got to pass third and 10, and they can stop that play. So whatever. It's tough to play defense in the NFL these days. These offenses are better than ever. They have these quarterbacks that can break the game. Just had the stat earlier in the day, more rushing touchdowns from quarterbacks this week than any other before. More rushing attempts for quarterbacks this week than any before. It's tough to play defense. And, you know, I don't know that I'm going to kick Matt Milano out because of a game against the Ravens.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see, like, what the breakdown is of their linebackers from that game. The only one that I've seen is that, like, on the Henry touchdown that he throws Cole Bishop to the ground, before that, both Bernard and Milano
washed
just
up.
nowhere, like got smoked by the, they got, you know, met by the linemen. But then neither one of them came anywhere near getting to Henry because like, he just got shoved out of the way, like the giant gaping hole.
And that's Baltimore without Patrick Ricard, Isaiah Likely.
Right.
And going into the game, there was a little bit of a thought, maybe they won't be as good because they're missing two important pieces, and they still were, of course,
again,
dominant.
Like, this is one where, like, it's a full breakdown, though. And this is kind of how I feel like the reaction should be to what they did to Henry, is full breakdown of the entire run defense, like, at all three levels. Because, like, even I'm watching the 30-yard touchdown that Henry had, and sure, Bernard and Milano, like, not even close. But why? Because Bernard gets met by the center, Linderbaum, who has how much more on him, and Milano's going against two linemen, the right guard and the right tackle. Like, at that point, what is he what's he supposed to do? That play, you might say, well, that started with the line. The line cannot allow two linemen to get to Matt Milano because he's never going to win that battle in a million years. And then at that point, Cole Bishop, good luck tackling Derrick Henry in open space.
And not only – it's not like also for Bishop in that on that rep, it's not like he's coming head-on. He's coming on from an angle. How many players
– right.
It's a risk of defending Cole Bishop. How many players would be able to get Derrick Henry on the ground from the angle that Bishop was coming from?
Because
he's over on the left. He's way over here. Henry goes through the right side. Hold on a second.
I mean, yeah, I want to bet there's not a guy in the league that would bring him down there.
It'd be tough.
You'd have to get lucky. Shoestring tackle, maybe.
You say shoestring.
Like, I don't even know.
I feel like the best way to tackle a guy in that scenario is illegal. It's a horse collar. You used to be able to
drag him down.
How else are you going to do it?
You know what? At that point, like, I wonder if coaches would teach us, like, all right, if Derrick Henry's coming through, you're at the 20-yard line. You're at the 20-yard line. It's you and him in the end zone. At that point, just grab the face mask for dear life. Rip the helmet off. Dude, whatever means that, because what's going to happen? They're going to go to the 10 instead of the 20.
Yeah.
Just drag him down by his face mask if you want.
803-0550. Howard picks the Bills coming up at 8:30. Wide open phone lines for you here on a Tuesday. We give this the day off to Sal here in the mornings because he's a busy, busy man. 803-0550. We have some phone lines open. We have some people on hold. We'll get to your calls as well. It's a 1-0 start for the Bills, an epic comeback. The stats from it. Got lots of them. The Ravens become the first team ever to score 40 and run for 230 and lose. Teams were 277-0.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, those graphics are not the Bills.
The other way. They're flipped.
Finally.
Gotta love it.
A graphic for not the Bills. I need an account that just tweets out, not the Bills stats. It's the Ravens this time. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
670 The Score's Mullin Haw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he's here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullin Haw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.